You're listening to Rise FM, and it's about 22:09 on a Wednesday. Good afternoon. Yeah, I almost said good afternoon. Good morning. How are you doing?
I want to fast forward this day. It's only midweek. Hang in there. We'll be fine. We are, as promised, chatting to Charles Stainer of Rotary, and he's the past district governor, district 94900. I just zoomified the numbers. 9400 and current GTR chairperson. Good morning, Charles. Welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, Pumi. Hi, Chiefs. Great to hear you again.
Yes, and it's great to have you as always. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed a lot of things and the way we do things in many ways in the country. And I'm sure the same applies with the GTR. And this year, it's going to be a different type of race. What and how are you going to be hosting the race this year?
Well, it's a virtual race. We've had to adapt, as I guess you've already alluded to. But we get from the 1st to the 22nd, you have an opportunity to enter and run your own course in the area that you are or wherever you are around the world, thinking of the beneficiaries and the impact that you're going to have. Besides being a community, as a community race, we're also raising funds for beneficiaries.
I think we definitely need to highlight the importance of this race. And as soon as you said virtual, I'm thinking, you know, I can have a virtual meeting in my living room if I have my laptop. So you're saying I can run from anywhere?
You can run anywhere, and you can use your the various apps so that you can send that in. And as your proof, they're the professional athletes, the people that are running it on a regular basis. They have got their apps and their watches.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone, there's the apps for your phone. If you go onto the webpage, the www.gtr.co.za, you'll find everything there. And if you also are battling, currently there's people at the Middelburg Mall until Sunday, and Saturday and Sunday at the Highveld Mall in Malahleni, there'll also be people there. You're welcome to go there, and they can help you register and answer your questions as to how you can send in your walk.
Now, Charles, normally we would all be going up to the Highveld for the GTR race. On the day of the race, we'll see people coming in. So if I'm running this virtually, I can run, you mean any day between the 1st and the 22nd?
Mm. That's correct. You can run it any day. And lucky for you folks down there in the low felt, you'll be able to have far better conditions than we have up here.
Absolutely. Now, that's true. Just remind us again, how does one register for the race?
You go in onto the web page and you do it. It's all digital, electronic.
Yeah.
And you fill in the registration and you have various options there, of a 5 and a 15 and a 32K. And we've also introduced cycling this year, so you can do the 5, 15, 32 and a 60K cycle. So it's rather exciting that if you want to cycle, you could also enter twice. You could do a run and a cycle in the 22 days that you have there. So that is fun. It's changing the dynamics of it. And I think the communities, we're having challenges. We're having some schools challenging.
Mm-hmm.
We have different organizations and businesses challenging each other. And I think the biggest thing is what's exciting, we handed out blankets this last week.
Great.
To Needy, which is funding that's come in. And we'll be collecting another 20 wheelchairs, which will also be going into the community, which is funding come out of the GTR for people that cannot afford it. And it just makes such a difference in those people's lives.
I think virtual races are the future, particularly ones that are set up like the GTR. I mean, you have 22 days to run 5 kilometers. You can't tell me you're not going to improve on your time.
I think
I'm going to do this one. Within the 22 days, I'll work on at least running 5 kilometers in about 15 or 10 minutes, you know?
Well, you know, geez, over the last 30 years I've been involved on the road, I've never had an opportunity to run, and this is going to be the first year that I'm actually entered and I'm going to do it. So we'll see what that record holds.
Will there be a winner, Charles?
There will be times given there are medals. We will announce who the winner is, so yes. But I think it's more fun, more groups challenging each other, and also for sponsors. We are PBO registered. We can give a CSI a certificate of contribution so that If you're wondering where you can contribute for your BEE contributions, you can put it in here. Have fun at the same time and know that you are going to touch the lives of children and senior people who are desperately in need at this stage.
Before we let you go, Charles, remind us again of that webpage where people can go and register.
www.gtr.co.za.
Thank you so much. That was Charles Danner, Rotary, past district governor of District 9400 and current GTR chairperson. This one is not one to be missed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've not done it in 22 days. You can't run 5 kilometers.
Cycle. Oh. It's 8:45 on the Rise FM Breakfast Show with Cheese and Bumi.
While the lockdown regulations are being relaxed, let us not relax our efforts to protect ourselves and our communities. Rise FM and you, beating COVID-19 together.